Yo, 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 what is going on, everybody? This is episode 5 of the Chowco's podcast, and I'm doing this one solo today just because I do have, you know, two pretty amazing guests coming up this next week, but I did also have a question come through on Instagram where I kind of wanted to answer just because it's a pretty big topic that always comes up. People always ask me this. They asked me how they can overcome this kind of thing, and it's just something that I kind of want to talk about and see what you guys think about and see if I can't provide some sort of value with this topic to you guys as well. So the question, and I guess the concern and problem, is comparing yourself to others that you see on social media, i.e., you know, us on Instagram, the developer community in general, seeing people on Twitter. You know, there's a lot of the front-facing stuff that you see on social media, where you'll see developers who seem to have everything figured out, where, you know, it doesn't look like they have any issues or problems, that they can code 24/7, 6 hours straight, no breaks, things like that. You know, it's very misleading for sure on Instagram, and I don't help that at all. You know, with our posts that we go with on Instagram, it just it brings this facade on social media to other developers who are fairly new or people who are trying to make a career switch and learn how to code. It doesn't help at all. And the problem is, you know, you run into the issue where you compare yourself to these people and you run through this whole just tornado of self-doubt in your mind where you're just like, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if this is for me. You know, it just, you see these people work and it's like, yeah, this just looks like so much. I don't know if I can handle it. This isn't for me. I'm not cut out to be a developer. What am I doing? You know, all these different thoughts run through your mind. And, you know, again, social media doesn't help with that. So my thing is, and what my answer was to that person on Instagram was, everyone's goals are very, very different, you know, as developers. I'm specifically a front-end developer. If you're listening to this and you're a back-end developer, our goals are very different. So you shouldn't be comparing yourself to me. Where I'm at is irrelevant to where you're at and where you should be. My thing was, if you can just, you know, narrow down on the goals that you have set for yourself, it takes away from the comparison factor that you bring upon yourself with other developers. If you're 100% focused on where you know you need to be, that's all you need in order to block out the noise from the outside world. And you really need to establish that. You know, people who compare themselves too much, and I mean, everybody does, right? You know, we're all on social media. There's no getting away from it unless you really just delete everything. And if that's the case, you're probably not hearing this and you're probably, you know, you don't run into that issue. But if you do, you're on social media, so you're going to run into it. Even I run into it. I compare myself all the time, but, you know, I'm self-aware enough to know that that person started their journey at a different time than I did. That's something that you have to understand too. Is a lot of these people started way, way before you, possibly. They may have had a huge head start. Their environment, or, you know, all these different variables that kind of kick in, you know, their upbringing was different. They're just naturally better at this certain topic comparatively to you. And that's okay. You know, you have to be okay with that. Not everyone's going to be good at math. Not everyone's going to be good at, coding. Not everyone is going to learn at the same speed. You know, there's all these different variables as a human being that you can't control. And you have to be okay with knowing that you can't control all these things. You know, you were dealt a hand of cards. You have to make the most of that hand. You know, you can't just fold immediately. Understanding that the people that you're comparing yourself to are most likely just, they started their journey at a very different time from you. And that's what you have to understand, is you're just starting, or you're very early in your journey and you haven't even started yet. You need to take that into account. A lot of it's just time. You know, the time means everything. And the more time you put in, it just compounds on itself. And more you're going to progress in your journey, and the more and more you're going to realize, wow, you know, I just put in so much work and here I am now. I'm where I want to be, you know? I don't need to compare myself to anyone else anymore because I've reached where I wanted to be, but now it's on to the next level. So you need to, you know, just stay disciplined and understand that your journey is your journey and that no one else should influence that aside from mentors, friends that you trust, maybe even family, you know what I mean? No factors of looking at people on social media and thinking that they can dictate where you should and shouldn't be in terms of your career. The other thing that you also have to take into account is you're seeing someone on the show floor. You don't see the hard work that they put in the gym. And I talked about this in the podcast with Sam, you know, you see the people when they're at their peak or when they're, you know, ready to show off their skills. You don't see them putting in the work. You don't see them putting in the long hours at home, mastering their craft. You don't see them in the gym, putting in the work, putting in the reps, doing the not so pretty stuff that you want to see as a spectator, as a viewer, or as a fan. You don't see that. You see them when they're at their best. So that's just something that you have to remember as well, is you're not seeing everything. You know, you're seeing the quote unquote end goal when it's really not the end goal, but it's what they want you to perceive as the end goal. You can't base yourself on that. You know what I mean? It's not a factor and it shouldn't be, but unfortunately it's just natural for us as human beings to kind of just go into that realm mentally. So, you know, my recommendation for you guys out there is to kind of just realize that that's happening. It happens to me too. But what I do is when I realize that I'm comparing myself to a specific person that I may look up to or that I just found and they're in a whole different area, they're in a whole different realm. Like they're just like, they're like a god to me. You know what I mean? They're in that spectrum. I look at that as motivation. You know, that's a place where I want to be. I want to get to that spot. How'd he get there? And that's why I'm doing this podcast. I want to know how people got to where they're at. So I'm digging deep. I'm looking into what got them there. I'm looking into their process, what they did, what might have they done differently? What can I add that they did to my own journey to help propel myself forward to where they are? So it's things like that. Don't compare yourself. If you're going to do that, use it as a source of motivation, but don't do it too much and don't do it with everybody. That's just my tip. That's my recommendation. If you guys have any sort of, you know, insight or you want to add on to that, or if you think that I missed something, let me know in my Instagram DMs, hit me up on Twitter, email me, whatever, you know, I'll have my socials linked in the show notes or the description and you guys can hit me up. But that's going to be it for today. I just want to share that small tidbit. I had that on my mind for a little bit. I've been writing down ideas and I kind of wanted to cover that because it touches on imposter syndrome a little bit, but not too much. But it definitely does hinder a lot of developers, including myself, with that mentality. So keep that in mind. Use some of these tips if you can. If you want to talk about it, definitely just hit me up on any of my social medias and I will try and respond to you. But that'll be it for today, guys. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for supporting the podcast. Honestly, it's been so, so crazy with the amount of support. We're almost at 1,000 listens already and I just started the podcast. So I want to thank you all for listening. To any of you guys who are following the podcast, I thank you so much who are supporting. If you guys want to be monthly supporters, you guys can click the link in the description as well to become monthly supporters. For, I think it starts at 99 cents. And then it just goes up from there in two tiers, but you guys don't have to again, but it definitely does help me out in these times. So if you guys want, go ahead and support. But other than that, I'll see you guys on the next episode. Peace.